Hare Krishna, my apologies that I haven't been able to send a podcast a few times, but sometimes the internet is just so bad that it's impossible to send anything. Anyway, here we are now, and I hope that I'll be successful this time. With a question from Ishvara Krishna, who says that sometimes devotees notice that their taste in devotional service decreases or is lost altogether. Is this as a result of mistakes of their own, either in this life or in a previous life, or is it maybe because Krishna is testing a devotee who is faultless and looking to see how he engages in devotional service, even though he's not getting the taste from his devotional activity? No, my understanding is that when we don't have a taste in devotional service, it's because of offenses that we have committed. Offending the holy name, offending Vaishnavas, in this way Krishna, Bhakti Devi take a distance from us, and therefore the benefits of sadhana bhakti, kleshagni, shubhada, the end of suffering and the beginning of all auspiciousness, which both bring with them great relish, happiness, and taste, these things then diminish. And a Vaishnava should take responsibility, or a Vaishnavi, for a diminished taste in Krishna consciousness, and finds in that condition, then we should take shelter of Vaishnavas and ask for guidance. What is it that I'm doing wrong? Is it something that we've committed in a previous lifetime? Generally, if we would have committed it in a previous life, then we would have had difficulty having taste right in the very beginning when we take up devotional service. Not that we have a few years of very intensive and ecstatic devotional service and then all of a sudden the past life kicks in. There may be some exceptional circumstances that warrant that, but generally one could expect that some offenses were committed in a past life, and that makes it difficult to take up devotional service and get taste from devotional service right from the very beginning. But now the crux of the question is, will Krishna actually take away one's taste in devotional service? I don't know of any such verse or any such historical instance when Krishna does that, which doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, and if someone does have such references, then maybe they can forward them. Krishna tests his devotee, and we've got plenty of verses and plenty of examples by giving all kinds of reverses in life, health issues, circumstances, family problems, so many things in which Krishna tests to see if we're determined to continue on the devotional service. But whether he takes away the taste from our Krishna consciousness or not, I don't think that Krishna would necessarily need to do that. We probably do a good enough job ourselves of taking away taste in our devotional service. I say that we commit enough offenses on our own that our taste is already compromised. Krishna doesn't need to do any more. But even if one says theoretically, well, could Krishna do that? And of course Krishna can do anything that he wants. Then still, the devotee's approach to such a circumstance is tatenu kampam shushamikshmano. I must have done something bad. Because if I'm the one who's done something, then I can correct it. If it's just someone else, if it's just Krishna, then I may get into the mentality of just sitting around and waiting until Krishna changes his mind and decides to give me taste. No, and when Krishna sees that I take responsibility for my lack of taste, I pour up Vaishnavas and I get counsel, then he would renew our connection with the real taste of pure devotional service. So let's always take responsibility for the situation that we're in and not look towards Krishna or anyone else for that matter as our source of misery. In that way, we can see everyone, we can have the equal vision of a Brahman, Pandita, Samadarshana, and we can really do something about our own situation, being the architects of our own fate. Hare Krishna.